Back in the day.
The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, please.
7:02.
Thank you. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice of January 7th, 2016. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administrative office, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Jeskowitz, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mrs. Hand?
Here.
Mrs. Olasky?
Here.
Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mrs. Ruddle-Golda?
Here.
Mr. Petuto?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Here.
Thank you. Mrs. Olkowski, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hand, would you please be the process guardian for tonight's meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Jeskowitz, can you please read the executive session statement, sir?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Bayer Open Public Meetings Act NJSA 10:4-6 requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth nine types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is anticipated litigation and personal related matter subject to the attorney-client privilege. Whereas any collective bargaining agreement or the terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including the negotiation of the terms and conditions with employees or representatives of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association and Clinton Township Board of Education. And whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting. Subject to the balancing the public's interest and employees' privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ 478, the employee and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is attorney-client privilege and negotiations, and whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 120 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists.
Thank you. Looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Rachel. Second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We're in executive session. Looking for a motion, please, to reconvene the meeting.
Motion.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, meeting reconvened at
9:06.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the monthly board meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is Monday, February 22nd, 2016. Tonight, I have an update on the search for the Clinton Township School District's new superintendent of schools. As many of you probably know, Dr. Clark, our current superintendent, will retire at the conclusion of this school year. Upon notification of her retirement, the Board of Education identified a recruiting firm to conduct the search for new superintendent of schools. We chose to use Strategic Educational Advantage to conduct the search. At this present time, SEA has interviewed a variety of stakeholders in the district to identify the qualities and characteristics that our next superintendent of schools should possess. Stakeholders included the Board of Education, members of our community, representatives from the PTA, foundation, members from our student council, our administrators, and staff representatives from each building. On behalf of the Board of Education, I'd like to thank those that participated in these interviews. The interviews were a very important first step in identifying a qualified candidate for the district. I'd also like to thank Ms. Judy Hammond, our principal at CTMS, for helping to organize many aspects of our interviewing and for providing such great hospitality to all the stakeholders who attended sessions at CTMS. The information gathered by SEA from our stakeholders was used to develop an advertisement that was ultimately placed in the Sunday Star Ledger and on NJ.com. The ad also appeared on a variety of electronic media sources, NJ Hire, on Rutgers Seton Hall Superintendent Study Councils, New Jersey Association of School Administrators. There was an email blast there. There was also an email blast to the New Jersey State Superintendents Organization. And there was an email blast to the New Jersey Business Administrators and Personnel. SEA is also contacting regional colleges and universities with this ad to continue to get information or resumes collected for the search. An online survey was developed and made available to the public and to our staff to take so that they could provide information on the qualities and characteristics of our next superintendent of schools. The survey was open for approximately 2 weeks and closed last week. Results of the survey will be used to further screen candidates and help the board to develop questions for the interviewing process. SEA is receiving resumes from interested candidates. They will screen and review those resumes and conduct the first round of interviews to screen out candidates that do not fit the appropriate profile that our district requires. The Board of Education will look to begin the second round of interviews in the month of May. On Monday, March 15th at 7:30, the Board of Education will have a special meeting to present the findings of the ad hoc committee that was researched over the last year the feasibility of closing a school. The committee will also make a recommendation to the Board of Education that evening. During that meeting, members of the board will have an opportunity to ask questions regarding the committee's research and recommendation. I want to review the budget calendar with everyone. The budgeting process for the 2016-17 school year began in January with our principals and other district departments identifying their needs for the next school year. On January 28, 2016, the county reviewed our district's budget and spending with Dr. Clark, Superintendent of Schools, and Mr. Juskowitz, our business administrator. The review went exceptionally well, and the county was very satisfied with the overall district budgeting and planning. During the month of February, Dr. Clark and Mr. Juskowitz began evaluating each building's principals and department's budget requests. The district released our Budget 101 presentation on the district website so that our community can begin to review how the budgeting process works. We'll review this presentation in the month of March. During February-March timeframe, the board committees will assemble to review preliminary budget information. On the 21st of March, the Board of Education will receive a presentation on a preliminary budget and vote on the preliminary budget. The preliminary budget will then be submitted to the Executive County Superintendent for approval on the 22nd. On April 25th, we'll have a final budget public hearing. And in the May timeframe, the Board of Education, or members from the Board of Education, will meet with the Town Council and the Mayor to review our budget. Last item on this particular list, board members, you have or will have the monthly task list, all the things that have been completed by administrators and the Board of Education have been highlighted in blue, and those tasks that are started to be worked on are now highlighted in yellow. So if you have any questions on our task list, please do not hesitate to ask. I have a statement this evening regarding the status of negotiations with the Clinton Township Education Association. As our community may be aware, the Board of Education has been in collective bargaining negotiations with the Clinton Township Teachers Association, or CTEA, since February of 2013. This was prior to the expiration of the previous contract, which ended back in June of 2013. Both negotiation teams agreed to a settlement known as a Memorandum of Agreement, or MOA, in August of 2014. Unfortunately, 6 months after this agreement was signed, the membership of the CTEA rejected the mutually agreed upon MOA and salary guides in February of 2015. As a result of the CTEA's rejection of the MOA and salary guides, both parties went back to the table and began a new and fresh collective bargaining process. The negotiations process has been ongoing since February 2015. Recently, members from both negotiations teams met on Thursday, February 4th. Members from both negotiation teams presented their positions on two items. To our disappointment, an agreement was not reached that evening. The Clinton Township Board of Education is eager and dedicated to work towards ratification through any mediation or fact-finding processes and sessions necessary to successfully achieve a mutually acceptable contract. Both parties have devoted endless hours in an effort to reach a fair settlement. This has been a challenging process for both the Board of Education and the CTEA. Settlement in the current educational and economic environments continues to be very daunting. We're almost there, as the framework for a second MOA has been in place since May of 2015. Often, there are two areas which Board of Educations typically focus on during collective bargaining. These two prevailing areas have proven challenging to resolve in many, many collective bargaining negotiations. The first area of focus revolves around professional staff development. Board of Educations and staff alike across the state of New Jersey share the same goal of delivering the highest quality education possible. Changes in education have increased the need for additional professional staff development more than ever before. The value of professional staff development positively impacts a student's experience in the classroom. It also attracts highly qualified candidates to work in a school district and makes a district a desirable place to teach. In addition, it also enhances the personal professional development of each individual teacher. Boards of Education across the state of New Jersey have been very clear that their priority is professional staff development, which continues to support and improve the classroom experience for the students. Boards are very willing to fund these programs and compensate the staff from a salary perspective. This position is often made clear in any mutually agreed upon MOA that includes professional staff development as a factor driving higher compensation. Unfortunately, even when a Board of Education offers a salary increase contingent on professional staff development days in an MOA, it may be rejected by an association. The delivery of additional professional staff development is most effective when conducted at the beginning of the school year and tied to student growth objectives. As time in a school year passes without any additional professional staff development, boards become concerned that children and their staff will not get the full benefit of a mutually agreed upon MOA that contained additional professional staff development days. Each day that passes without this professional staff development will continue to diminish the value of these initiatives. The second area on which the boards of education would focus on during collective bargaining negotiation relates to compensation. There are boards of education that offer a competitive market salary for new staff members. However, they also need to be fiscally responsible to taxpayers, and for most districts, this means operating under a 2% cap. Therefore, they cannot pay more than the market dictates, since their district may already pay more than similar districts in their surrounding communities and region. This comparison should not include the salaries of regional high school districts or smaller districts that struggle to attract quality candidates because their market bears a different pay structure. Additionally, some districts may not have any difficulties attracting new talent to their district or difficulty retaining them. Those same districts may also be confident that their competitive salary and reputation will continue to provide their district with the talent it needs to continue and further improve the educational standards that the community expects. The Clinton Township Board of Education is governed by a set of core values that guide us to conduct all of our business of the board in an efficient and respectful manner. We are fully committed to continuing on to honor the basic foundation of these core values during these negotiations. The Board of Education has the highest respect for our staff and for the hard work and dedication to our students, and we realize how difficult it has been for them during these negotiation proceedings. We continue to respect our teachers for their diligence in their daily lesson and classroom preparation for the benefit of our students. We would like nothing more than to arrive at a mutually acceptable collective bargaining agreement so that this long, arduous negotiation can be brought to a close. Moving on now to a second segment of negotiations. The Board of Education has reached out to the leadership of the Clinton Township, of Clinton Township's Administrators Association, to begin negotiating the terms of their contract. It's time to begin that particular process as well. We are working together to identify available dates for the two sides to meet and begin discussions. Their contract expires June 30 of this particular year. Those are my comments for this evening. I'd like to please move on to the comments of our superintendent, Dr. Clark.
Thank you. I'd like to begin by congratulating all of the participants in the Relay for Life. We had teachers, students, parents, board members, administrators who participated. The students and staff raised over $51,000. And over the last 6 years, they've raised a total of $206,000. Amazing. I couldn't be prouder of a wonderful staff and community and students who participated in this. You are really making a difference in the lives of people for the future. So thank you all. I know that a lot of you had a lot of fun competing, and I listened at committee meetings to the competition. So thank you again for participating and supporting so many of our community members here. I would also like to take a moment to congratulate Vito Gagliardi, our board attorney, for many, many years. He is being recognized by the New Jersey Police Chiefs Foundations, who are honoring his outstanding contribution to professional law enforcement. And I just wanted to take a moment to congratulate him. It is an incredible honor, and we're very proud you're part of our family and community.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
And many, many years you've been here. Thank you.
You don't need to emphasize many.
Many, many, many years. Our enrollment report, holding steady around 1410 right now. We have a suspension report, one day in-school suspension at Round Valley School, 1 3-day out-of-school suspension at CTMS. I have a number of HIB reports, so I'm just going to ask you to bear with me a moment for them. There's a couple of different ones that we're doing here. So this one was created today. It is a total number of incidents over this past year. We have a total number of 14 incidents. We have 14 that were unfounded, all right? There's a total of 14. We have, 14 unfounded, all right? I'm going to report on a different reporting period, all right? So now I'm going to be talking about 9/1/15 to 12/31/15. All right, we have a violence and vandalism report, all right, and we have 2 incidents of violence, 0 vandalism, 0 weapons, 0 substance abuse, and in that time period there was 1 founded HIB, all right. The police were notified once. There was 1 in-school suspension and 1 out-of-school suspension at that time, all right? Now, I have more information in the period from 9/1/15 to 12/31/15, all right? We have the number of incidents at the Clinton Township Middle School that were founded as 1, so 1 total founded incident for that particular time period. That's not the totals we talked about before. These are broken down into that individual time period. It's the way the state requires me to report, so I apologize if it sounds a little confusing. That's my report. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion, please, for action items 16-SU-010 to 16-SU-011, please.
Motion.
Second.
Yeah.
Second, Rachel. Any questions for Dr. Clark this evening from the board? No? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. Rudelgoda.
Yes.
Mr. Petuto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderoff.
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to our public comments section on agenda items only. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comments section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair and consistent and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This too is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comments section. To the extent any other action is warranted, it will be addressed by the Board President or Superintendent of Schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the Board this evening, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes. agenda item. Them speaking would be related to.
Hi, my name is Ben Atkinson. I'm a resident of Annandale. I pay $16,000 a year in property tax with my wife. It helps fund the government, and the board is responsible for managing some of those monies that my family and others who work hard in this community pay. The bylaws of the board say that your central concern will be for increased efficiency and effectiveness in carrying out your legally mandated tasks. I don't understand why not having a contract for 3 years is efficient. The board, it also says in the bylaws, the board shall establish a careful process to ensure the development of a clear, workable legal policies that reflect mature consideration of the will and needs of the community. I suspect that the will and needs of the community are not to have the school without a contract for 3 years, or the teachers. Also, I have a personal interest here. My wife is an employee in the school district, and I hear a lot about the people who work at the schools being stressed out about not having a contract. I doubt that that's the most effective workforce to have for educating our children, workforce that does not have a contract. I don't pretend to know the merits of each side's arguments here. I really don't. But you've been elected to run this community efficiently. It says it in your bylaws. I think 3 years is too long. Thank you.
I'm Patty Buongiorno. I reside at 177 Augusta Terrace, Easton, PA. Good evening, members of the board, Dr. Clark, administration, guests, and the proud members of the CTEA. I'm the head secretary at the Round Valley School, and I've had the pleasure of working with three principals in my 12 years in this district. I've also served on the Tewksbury Township Board of Ed as a member and then its president for 3 years. Having been involved with contract negotiations from both sides of the table, I believe it's time for all of us to come together in a sincere effort to reach a mutually agreeable contract to move forward. A contract that would restore and maintain a quality of life for our teachers and inspire teachers to want to be a part of our district. We work in a society that strives to value people with recognition of accomplishments, financial rewards, benefits, and inspiring professional development. This is what the contract for our faculty must live up to. However, we've gotten off the track of maintaining a professional approach to negotiations and a sense of urgency. Misleading information about starting salaries was publicly released, not by the association. This was fundamentally irresponsible and completely counterproductive to the process. This shows a lack of sincere interest in wanting to achieve acceptable contract terms. Negotiations have been derailed time and time again. Delays and more delays were the obvious strategy of the BOE's team of not wanting to work towards an early agreement and a successful outcome. But you have accomplished many goals for the district, including a school budget, a district strategic plan, superintendent goals, search for a new superintendent, an ad hoc school closing committee, and an administrative contract negotiated and approved with attractive increases in bonuses. And yet, there just wasn't enough time to work constructively with the Clinton Township Education Association towards a successful outcome of their contract. I have seen prior Clinton Township Board of Ed teams and Board of Ed teams come together with the CTEA in contract negotiations, accomplishing mutually agreeable terms together that benefited both the faculty and the fiscal responsibilities of the BOE. School systems in this county have already worked with their BOEs successfully and settled within 5 months of starting negotiations, and in previous years, settled a contract before the old one even expired. all without attorney fees and intervention. Why can't we? In the spirit of compromise, from each side of the table, needs to give up a little to gain a lot, allowing us to come together.
Ms. Bongiorno, I'm sorry, you're over your 3 minutes. Can you
achieving a mutually agreeable contract before the end of this school year. Let's continue making the Clinton Township school system great together. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Dennis Stinner. I live at 26 Zentech Road in Stockton, New Jersey. I teach at Patrick McGarren Elementary School. I've been a second grade teacher there and a third grade teacher, and I've been there for 13 years. I'm here to ask you to please settle our contract equitably and honorably. During my time here, I found it a wonderful place to work in so many ways. The dedication of the teachers, support staff, secretaries, and custodians has always been one to admire and one I am proud to be part of. We work together collaboratively for the education and safety of our children. This is a team that I believe you will find it difficult to duplicate. When I think back on when I was hired here, I remember the feeling of exhilaration that I experienced coming into a district that proudly valued its accomplishments and valued the teachers and staff who made the district success possible. How have we come to a place where only one of the above is seemingly still in place? I can only wonder why and be saddened by it. Teaching for me is a profound opportunity to reach out and touch the lives of the children in our district. The smiles, tears, and cheers I encounter every day can be found in no other profession. Holding a child's hand and guiding them to new understandings and knowledge is simply a thrilling feeling. And then when they let go and say, okay, Mr. Stinner, I got it. I know I've done my job and we can move on to more adventures. The students and parents of Clinton Township have always been a pleasure to work with and for. Our students are enthusiastic, insightful, and inquisitive. They deserve nothing less than the best. The parents are supportive in many ways, and they too deserve no less than the best. A settled contract that is fair and equitable will continue to ensure that the teachers, children, and parents get what they deserve. Like my colleagues, I have often gone above and beyond to make sure my students get what they need. This is the nature of a teacher, to go above and beyond. I arrive at school by 7 a.m., stay past the contractual end of day time, take work home every evening, collaborate with co-teachers. I've spent many thousands of dollars over the years buying supplies, books, records, rewards, decorations, and more, and I can provide the receipts for this. I've volunteered for many other after-school activities beyond my contractual requirements. I attend my students' Little League games, Taekwondo, hockey games, and more. I take my class to an end-of-the-year movie. I mentor both beginning and student teachers. Ask any of my parents, past and present, and they will tell you I make myself available to them whenever they need me. In our district, going above and beyond is more the rule than the exception with our teachers. You won't get this from a teacher who is being paid a substandard salary. Understandably, it distresses me that due to the impasse between the CTA and the board, I no longer feel a valued member of CTSD. I, like my colleagues, have worked and are working to ensure that the children of Clinton Township continue to get the best. What value do you place on ensuring the children and parents get what has always been provided by teaching staff? What value do you place on making sure you retain the teachers that have nurtured and brought the success we have here in the CTSD? How valued are these teachers to you that they are not provided with a fair increase in salary across the guide, especially in light of the large decreases in their take-home pay for the last 4 years due to the medical insurance premiums? What value do you hold for new teachers to our community by providing them with a fair and competitive salary so you can retain them? As you know, I am retiring this year, but regardless of this, I still feel vested in the future of our district, its teachers, its staff, and of course, the quality of education the children receive. When you sit back down at the table, please remember what your teachers have contributed to the success for your district. We deserve no less than to be valued, respected, and presented with a fair, equitable, and competitive contract. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Alex Ruttenberg. I live at 207 Lambertville Headquarters Road, Stockton, New Jersey. Thank you for letting me speak. Just to let you know, my wife served on the board in our community. I know it's a thankless and very time-consuming job, so I do thank you guys for what you do. I know some of you, I know most of you here on the board, and I've had the privilege and honor of working with many of your children. And I remember them all well, and they've all had a real impact on me. Mr. Sturgis, we had your youngest while I was there, and I had a lot of fun with him. I remember telling you at the time, used to occasionally slip up and call me Dad. And, you know, I don't know what physical characteristic we may share that led to that. Maybe. Mr. Petuto, we had your youngest while I was there, too. And your wife has always been very kind to me when she comes in for study buddies. And I think your wife knows that if your daughter had said to me, Mr. Ruttenberg, you need to go stand on your head in the corner for the rest of the day, I would have done it. That's just the way it worked with her. Mrs. Alasky, we had your son for just a year, and now I get to see your daughter, who has not stopped smiling every day. Mrs. Vanderhoff, I'll never forget your daughter on her 7th birthday, if I'm right, decided to forego birthday presents and accepted canned goods.
Did it every year.
she's my hero forever. And I don't know everyone's kids here. I had Mrs. McLaughlin's youngest, and she never laughed at any of my jokes. She was a tough laugh, but we had a good time. And Mrs. Hand, for sure, your two daughters are among the most charming and charismatic kids I've ever known.
Thank you.
I can look each and every one of you in the eye and tell you I've done right by your children, and I've taken care of your children. I have two boys of my own. I have a 9-year-old and a 12-year-old, you know, the same age as some of your kids. And can you look me in the eye and tell me you're doing right by my kids right now? That's my question. This is not about defeating, I hope this is not about defeating the union, about winning. This is about us. This is about our kids. This is about our families. I mean, isn't it? So I ask you guys to do right by our kids just as we've all done right by yours. Thank you.
He's going to be a tough act to follow. My name is Diane Cormican, and I live at 520 Corliss Avenue in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. I might not live in the township, but I'm really proud to be a part of the CTSD school community. And those of you who know me know that I'm not from New Jersey, and I have no family here. And since I moved here 13 years ago, CTSD has become my family. And I came here in 2003 as a veteran teacher. I had already had 18 years experience, and that experience was really varied. It was both private and public, inner city as well as rural, domestic and even international. So I've seen a lot of contract disputes, and what's going on right now is really embarrassing. It's really disheartening. And I'm here to please ask you to work to settle now. You might remember me coming before the board quite a bit over the last 13 years. Usually I have a group of kids with me. You might remember my Knowledge Master team who placed in the national finals. I went to Washington, D.C., had a tour of Congress with Leonard Lance. He was really impressed with their high-level questioning skills. You might remember my 8th grade students and some of the teachers who came back to a July meeting in the middle of the summer to tell you about how excited they were about the Gettysburg trip that we take every spring, now an annual event. So you might remember my Law Adventure students who won first place with the New Jersey Bar Foundation in our mock trial competition. They were so excited, and you know my students, our students and the ones at Round Valley too. We do that competition every year, and it keeps growing, and we keep placing in the top 5%, and they always look forward to being in that. And I have now siblings of older kids who won and told them how much fun it was. These successes would not be possible for the high expectations and the diligence of our teachers and support staff. the teachers of this district, I mean, we're a family. We give our heart and soul to this district and to your kids, and even more. You probably remember, and Dr. Clark already told you a little bit about the Relay for Life. Last Friday night was our sixth annual Relay for Life, and I'm the organizer. I have a committee this year of 39 kids, 7th and 8th graders. They're knocking my door down my door wanting to be on the committee. This is citizenship and community service at its finest. As Dr. Clark mentioned, actually the donations are still coming in, and we're almost to $53,000 for this year, bringing our total almost to $210,000 in the fight against cancer. That's huge.
Huge.
I love the Relay because it brings everybody together, the CTSD community, staff. We even had Clinton Public here this year. We come together in a hope for a better tomorrow, a cancer-free future for our kids. We put aside our differences and focus on what's important. This is about people, about our lives, and achieving goals that sometimes seem kind of impossible. We can't let the anger and the divisiveness that's playing out on the national stage permeate into our local politics, our lives, and more importantly, into our hearts. We're a community, and we need to be united in supporting our schools, supporting our teachers, and supporting excellence in education. Please don't settle for anything less.
Carmen Kirchi, I live at 10 Canterbury Lane, Lebanon, New Jersey. Good evening. I'm a Spanish teacher at Clinton Township Middle School, as well as a resident of Clinton Township. 12 years ago, my family and I moved to this district after a thorough search of many towns in New Jersey. We honestly didn't know much about Clinton Township. We didn't know anyone in the area. However, after researching many school report cards, we noticed the high quality of education offered here, so we decided to move to this wonderful town. I am proud to say that both of my children left Clinton Township Middle School with the opportunity to start their high school years in both honors and AP tracks due to the hard work and dedication of these teachers in the district. I am blessed that they have blossomed into productive young adults who are making a difference. In addition, 12 years ago, I started working as a substitute teacher after a career in the private sector. I can tell you that one of the reasons I went back to school and became a teacher in this district was because I saw the enthusiasm, passion, and dedication of the teachers across these buildings. They love making a difference. And when I saw that, I wanted to join them in doing that for our children in this district. I am also in a position where I could see both sides, the side of a parent like you and the side of a teacher. As a teacher, I can walk down the halls at any given time of the day, before school, at lunch, after school, and even after 3 years of an unsettled contract, I see teachers working outside of school hours with students so that they could be successful in school. I see emails and receive emails going out at all hours of the night if they have a concern about one of your children and children's in the district. I can attest to you to the fact that teachers are emotionally invested in the lives of our students. I am proud to be a resident of Clinton Township, and I am proud to be a teacher of Clinton Township. I want other young families with children who are looking for a home in this district to receive the same quality of education my children received. I urge you to please settle the contract. Thank you.
My name is Sonia Dominakis. I live at 56 Haytown Road. We actually just recently moved. We used to live in Annandale. And given the opportunity to move, having had my kids in this district, I said, we can't leave. We can't afford to leave. Let me tell you why. I've had the opportunity to be an active parent when my son first began preschool at Spruce Run. The first half of his day was spent in a small classroom due to some of his sensory needs. His teachers worked with him to develop his speech and fine motor skills. On the other part of the day, he spent in the inclusion classroom with teachers that helped him focus on academics and social skills. He had up to 6 staff members that worked with him throughout the day to support him in different areas of growth. All of his teachers and support staff were amazing. That's you guys. Not only did they work with him, but they worked with me and my husband on strategies that would help him grow. We often came in for training sessions to learn the techniques that they were using in the classroom successfully. Year after year, Spiro's teachers have offered us their wealth of knowledge and experience so we can support him in his growth. Like many parents, I worried about his transition to a new school. He's in 2nd grade now. The staff there was equally welcoming and supportive. Despite the expired contract, the level of commitment and support by all the staff members carried on from building to building. I have nothing but love for the amazing staff members who care for my son like they're his own. My youngest is now in his 2nd year at the preschool, and I never doubted the love and devotion of the staff members that work with him now every day. I know they're doing everything to help him grow to his fullest potential. I've had the pleasure of working in my own district since 2012. However, since the expiration of the contract in 2013, the teachers have been working. And since then, we've been working with a pay freeze. Okay? The health benefit costs continue to rise year in and year out. There are many of us that have take home less today than we did 3 or 4 years ago. Our amazing staff members continue to support our students in every way possible. We continue to offer extra help and other opportunities before and after school hours. We continue to support many after school activities, including events that go far into the evening. We continue to go to these local sports activities, these community plays and musicals. And these are things that are not even school functions. We do so for our students because we love them and we love teaching them. I'm here to let you know that taxpayers and community members value the hard work and dedication of all the educational professionals in our district and hope that a contract will be settled. Thank you.
My name is Michelle Parkhurst, and I'm currently a senior at North Hunterdon High School. I truly believe that I've had the privilege and the pleasure of going through the Clinton Township School District. Yes, I do think I've gotten a superior education, and yes, I was ready to attack high school after leaving CTMS, but these people, these teachers that have been working in this district are exceptional. Exceptional teachers and exceptional people. When many people reflect on their schooling, you will normally hear that high school was the best time of my life. However, for me and my friends who went through this district, it was middle school. I still remember my classes and teachers vividly. Mrs. Kirchy was my 8th grade Spanish teacher. She has this big, bright energy about her that made her classes exciting. Every time I stepped into the door, I was immersed into the atmosphere she created. I learned vocab, Spanish verb tenses, but also learned and appreciated the idea of culture. And though I know this sounds like a typical Spanish class, it was more than that. It was like I actually stepped into another country, and it was fun. Then there's Mr. Ruby. In my 8th grade yearbook, he wrote the following quote, "A passion for the game in any sport you participate in creates your character. Never let anyone tell you you can't have fun." Mr. Ruby was more than just a health teacher. He was my coach, a mentor, and sometimes a therapist, as most middle schoolers need. I always held that quote dear to my heart in all of my endeavors. Finally, there's Mrs. Canigallo, who I really don't know where to start. If any student hasn't had the opportunity to be in her class, or her audience, as I like to call it, it's a tragedy. Mrs. Canigallo is just different. She wasn't just a teacher. That sounds like a job. She holds this air about her in her class that makes students love learning. And after 4 years, we still talk about her classroom and her. Though I only mentioned a few, it was these people, all of them, who have shaped who I've become. I never felt inferior in my classes. I never felt that I couldn't confide in anyone. And I never felt like just another student in the class. Teachers become a part of your family. They become dinner table conversations and lasting memories. Even after leaving CTMS, I still talk to many of them over email. I've been accepted into TCNJ next year, and because of your teachers, I want to be one. I only hope that I can inspire a single student the way the teachers at Clinton Township have inspired me. Thank you.
My name is Faith Furman, and I live at 3 Cobblestone Lane in Annandale, New Jersey. I've been a resident here since 1994. I'd like to speak to you not as a staff person, although I am the school nurse at Spruce Run School. Wahoo! The primary reason I moved here in 1994, when I was pregnant with my second child, was directly related to the schools here. The members of the community, when I moved in, were the gatekeepers, and they were the stewards for my future, for my children, one of whom is grown and flown, if you will, graduated college last year. I have one in college, and I have one at North Hunterdon. It went really fast. Some of their teachers are in this very room tonight, and their principals are in this very room. Some of those same teachers are teaching your children. And I've had the privilege of taking care of many of your children on the board. I've always been an active member of this community. When I moved here, after I finished having my baby, I started the Moms Club of Annandale. Woohoo! even though it's not in existence today, it has morphed into the Moms Club of North Hunterdon. I served on the PTA. I was a vice president of the middle school, which at the time was Round Valley, and transitioned into this beautiful middle school we have now. I was a Girl Scout leader for 8 years. We have a creed in the Girl Scouts to leave your place better than when you came upon it. In 2009, I was blessed. I actually had an unanswered, I didn't know I had this prayer, but I did. And I joined the staff of Spruce Run, and it felt like coming home to my family. Mrs. Ferry taught my daughter, so. our enrollment is declining, and that is challenging. I recognize that as board members, it's a really thankless job, and you've got to figure out how to make that work with the number of staff we have. But I like to think about the future. What will happen to our demographic? You know, the class my son graduated from in 2007, from here, from the middle school. It was the largest class I think we've ever had. It was part of the reason we built this school. I was part of that community. John Scott was in my neighbor's house talking to us like, you guys need to be interested in this. And I'm thinking, wasn't sure. Now I'm sure. It's much better to not have to teach in a closet. I'm sure students appreciate that. Those students that graduated from here in 2007 from middle school and in the few years before that, they're all finishing their education, or they've finished. They're going to start having children soon. Are we going to be able to offer them a school and a school district that is worthy of them wanting to come back? Quality schools with quality staff. There's going to come a time, and I, you know, get emotional about it, that I'm not going to need to live in my house in Clinton Township. I still want to work here, but I don't have to necessarily live here. And I hope that there will be a family that has young children, or they're planning young children, that will want my house. And I'm just asking you to remember, as a school board and the rest of us that are community members here tonight, that the decisions we're making now have a very profound impact on our future, for our future generations that might want to come to Clinton Township. We have wonderful things going for us. I hear we might even have a one-seat ride into New York City. So we're in a commuting distance. My husband commutes every day, or just about, to New York. I know families that commute to Philadelphia to work. People want to live here because they want to educate their children here. I'm asking you to remember, as a taxpayer, our decisions are impacting our property values. Not mine, but all of ours. It's not just mine. And I'm asking you all to be good stewards for our future. Thank you.
Excuse me one moment, please. Excuse me. We have reached our 30-minute limit on this particular section. I'm going to close the floor on this section. I'm going to open up the section for agenda items only. I'd like to ask if anybody in the audience would like to talk about agenda items only first.
My name is Sabrina Henneman, and I live at 2 Glen Eagles Drive. I'm originally from Western New York, and when we moved to the state, when we were ready to buy a house, we chose Hunterdon County because of the school district. It's not the closest to where my husband works. We chose it specifically because of the school district, and we had a one-year-old son at that time. He's now 4. He's in his second year of preschool here, and we only found out about the preschool just out of blind luck. I think it was like in the town newsletter or something like that, and we could have totally missed the lottery for that year and been out, but he got in, and I'm so, so thankful for that, because he has that spark of wanting to learn, and these teachers nurture that. Sorry, I get emotional because my son means everything to me. He's going to be in this district for so long, and I want good quality teachers. I know at least one of our other neighbors came to the school district because, from a totally different county, because of the school district and what it could offer their child. And I guess I came here because I wanted to support the teachers. I'm a taxpayer. My taxes go to take care of the school, to take care of the teachers, so that they can, I'm sorry, I bumped ahead. That's what I pay taxes for, and I want these people to be able to take care of their families. I appreciate you as a board for what you do, but they're the ones who teach my son, and I want him to have that education. I guess the question that I had asked about was in regards to the professional development. From what I understood, I didn't have anything. It sounded like it was only of value if teachers were getting professional development at the beginning of a school year. Maybe I misunderstood that, but that boggles my mind, because as educators, you learn something and it stays with you for years. I mean, when I learned algebra, I didn't forget it by the end of the year. I still use algebra, and I'm a stay-at-home mom with my son. You know, education, whether you're learning it in September or August or whatever, or in June or July or whenever, stays with you. That's the whole nature of what this is. This is education. And, you know, maybe I misunderstood the board's position on that. And if so, then that's my fault. But I that seemed absurd to me. And as a taxpayer, I think it's astounding that there is not a contract after 3 years. I don't teach my son to just push something aside. If he has something to do, whether it's put on his shoes or use the bathroom when he's supposed to use the bathroom or whatever, he needs to do it now, not in the future. I'm teaching him the responsibility now. And I don't say it's okay for him to go on and do other things, and then maybe we'll come back or we'll work on it a little bit. You know, I think that needs to have top priority. You finish one task before you move on, or you can multitask as long as you are getting those things done in a reasonable manner. That's what I teach my son, at least. And I don't know, I would hope for some clarification about the professional development, because that just doesn't make any sense to me. But I support the teachers here very much, so.